Tesla has announced that it plans to cut staff by about 7%. That means eliminating 3,000 jobs. Okay, Emily, what is behind these cuts?
Well, Elon Musk sent an email to employees today saying that last year was a great year, actually the most challenging year ever for Tesla, but also the most successful in that they produced more cars in a single quarter than in all of the year before. That said, we know that the electric vehicle tax credits are being cut and that Tesla, he says, needs to get the cost of the car down in order to reach a more mass market. So he says the company has no choice if they want to continue in order to reach new customers who can actually afford the car. They need to cut about 7% of the workforce. We don't know exactly how many jobs that is, but he tweeted that they had 45,000 employees back in October. So 7% of that would be about 3,150 jobs.
Will these cuts affect those efforts to increase the number of Model 3s that the company's producing?
Well, that is the question, is, you know, whether Tesla can have, you know, as successful a year this year as they had last year in the midst of these cuts. And, you know, Tesla is famous for having fervent believers and huge skeptics as well. And so this kind of news just, you know, makes those two groups even more polarized, because, you know, Tesla has big fans, Musk has big fans. You know, at the same time, there are a lot of people who just don't believe that he can continue to do this at cost. So, you know, when you look historically, the price of the car has come down from about $100,000 to now $44,000 is about the cheapest that you can get a Model 3. He wants to bring that cost down to $35,000, which he believes will make the car much more affordable to a lot more people.
Now, you had mentioned before some of the challenges include the U.S. tax credit for buying electric cars. That incentive is being phased out. It's going away. Is there competition from other electric car makers that might be affecting Tesla, or might the challenges that company's facing open up business opportunities for another car maker?
Absolutely. So this year we are expecting a number of new models of electric cars to hit the market from other manufacturers like Audi, like Porsche. Now, these are going to be hitting the market in fairly small numbers initially, but their big year will likely be next year. So, you know, there's a lot of companies that are chasing Tesla. Tesla, of course, has first mover advantage. They are producing a ton of cars, electric cars, relative to, you know, the other car makers that do make electric cars. Also, they've broken ground on a plant in Shanghai, and they're going to start producing for the Chinese market. And because they have a home base inside China, it means their cars won't be taxed or tariff. That said, the Chinese economy is slowing down. As we've discussed, we're in the midst of a trade war, and so there's a lot of uncertainty about just how strong the Chinese consumer is going to be.